Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday afternoon, and we've got a lot of information that we are all processing, trying to figure out where we're going to go this way, where we're going to go that way. The election for president, obviously, what, 110, 115 days away. A lot of folks focused on that, and we keep seeing pretty good economic information, right? I mean, last week it was predicted that we would see more than 19 million unemployment claims filed, and we saw about 18 million. Now, my opinion, it's about 18 million too many, but it's still a million less than was predicted. Now, of course, the regular media folks, the mainstream media folks who hate President Trump, buried that fact. They didn't bother reporting it, or they tried to spin it. I mean, you hear that sort of nonsense on a daily basis, obviously. But what's happening for real people? What's happening for business people? I'm curious to know what they might be making of this. Now, every Monday afternoon at 4:35, we chat about this. We chat about the markets and what have you with our friend Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial. And I'm happy to say that Carl's with us today. Carl, thank you for being here.
Good to be here. Jeff, how are you doing?
I am doing well. I'd like us to talk a little bit about this lingering impact from coronavirus. I mean, as far as the business world's concerned, we're not quite out of the woods yet, right?
That's correct. Yeah, it was looking at maybe we were going to be until the virus started showing back up again. And for a lot of the smaller businesses, no, they never really saw much reprieve. And or once some of them got shut down, aren't opening back up. So all that still has to be worked out. And that's, I don't think, going to look real good for the market. And we may see some of that in the coming weeks coming up here. Earnings are going to start coming out tomorrow. And that's second quarter, which was the really bad quarter. Mm-hmm. So expectations are already there that the earnings will be bad. But the question is, are they going to be better than expected, worse than expected, or as expected? And that's what we're going to start finding out as they roll out.
Okay, so when we look at earnings, as you say, it's the second quarter. Everybody knows they're just going to be sucking wind. I mean, nobody was right. Doing anything, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. But now what happens is they all kind of report what they think it's going to be. And so that they're kind of giving guidance ahead of time, saying, here's what we think our earnings are going to look like in the second quarter. Most of them try to overstate how bad. If they think it's going to be bad, right, they're throwing everything into the kitchen sink to make it look worse
Right.
So that when the earnings actually get announced, it will be, oh, they did better than expected.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a tricky little game.
That's a nice way to describe it. A little bit of smoke and mirrors, a little bit of distraction.
Just a little. Yeah.
I suppose. So if we all know that's the way this stuff is presented, why did the markets actually respond in any way?
Good question. I think the biggest market response, driving the whole thing right now, is the virus. I think the market started out great today, and then news came that they're going to maybe be shutting some more things down in California, mm-hmm. maybe a couple of more states, and man, the market just turned around in the last hour, and most NASDAQ and the S&P finished negative. They were up really nice before that happened. So it looks like the big driver here is just what the heck is going to happen with this resurgence of the virus.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that I would love for you to chat about for just a moment here, Carl, because there are often times where people will say, well, I'm not in the market. I don't own stock, so this doesn't really impact me. But if you have a 401k or an IRA, you do own stock, right?
Right, yeah. That may be. So you might have funds. Mm-hmm. You might even have like a target-dated fund or retirement-dated fund or a lifestyle fund. You know, that stuff all sounds not like stocks, but
right.
Basically most of those are owning a lot of individual stocks and companies and then a mixture of some bonds in there with it, depending on how old you are.
Okay. Now,
by the way,
yeah,
Carl doesn't like any of those things.
Oh, well, I was just going to ask.
Yeah, I don't like
I was just going to ask you that. I mean, you do this day in and day out. If I plan to retire in, I don't know, 25 years, should I be looking at something special? Should I be thinking, you know what, I'm going to corner the market on toenail clippers because everybody's going to need them. Nobody ever really puts their money behind that. Or is there something a little bit more traditional?
Maybe something a little more traditional.
Yeah.
You could play a little bit, you know, with some things. And I might say that might be 5% of a portfolio, maximum of 10%, you know, like when Ulta, the big makeup store and everything came out.
Mm-hmm.
My daughters just loved it, so they went and bought stock in it. You know, that. But who knew what was going to happen? It turned out really good.
Yeah.
But so playing with that a little bit is good. If you see something that's like, you know, I think this is really, I like it.
Okay.
I think other people like it, so buying a little bit of that is okay.
Okay.
And you can do some of that on Robinhood. That's a good website to go to and do it because you can buy fractional shares of companies there too.
What? Okay, now you're going to have to explain to me, what is Robinhood?
It's just Robinhood.com, and it's like a little brokerage thing online that will allow you to open up an account, transfer some money in it, and then start buying some stuff.
Huh. Okay.
And they let you buy fractional shares, you know. So that means if that's one share of Amazon is $3,000.
Yeah.
And you don't have $3,000. you can buy a fractional share and say, I want $50 worth or $30. And you just bought 1% of one share. It's kind of cool.
It is cool. Now, by the way, the reason I don't have $3,000 for a share of Amazon is that my wife has spent that money on Amazon. Just thought I'd mention that for the record.
Happen. Yeah. Especially during pandemics.
Yeah, no kidding. How much did Amazon go up during our little coronavirus adventure here in America?
You know, from their bottom,
that
happened in March, they have doubled. So their stock dropped down to about 1,500. Now it's over 3,000.
Wow.
At the beginning of the year, it was about maybe 1,800. Rough. So they're over 3,000 now. So it's been one of the best performers throughout all of this. Their price earnings are huge, 148 times, which is just a huge. An average of 16 times your earnings, and theirs is 148 times their earnings. So,
well,
people are expecting a lot out of them.
Yeah, far be it for me to put forward any conspiracy theories, but I think Jeff Bezos invented coronavirus, and that's the whole thing right there, kit and caboodle. I summed it up, right? No, all right.
You summed it up, Jeff. That's what I love about you.
Yeah. You know, now here's the problem, by the way. Somebody's going to say, hey, I heard on the radio that, and it's like, oh, God, all right, you missed the punchline, but all right.
Yeah, that's right. He tried.
Now, listen, one of the things that I love about you and the whole team at Carlson Financial, or at least I used to, was that you were doing these great wine and wisdom events. And I know right about now everybody's distanced socially, like
right.
You can't believe. Are you guys working on something like that?
Yes, we're trying to get those back. However, I'm kind of we don't think we're going to see anything this year yet.
Okay.
And I'm benchmarking myself a little bit from whenever Broadway opens in New York, which right now is scheduled for March of next year.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Yeah, the problem is you try to just get so tricky trying to do something with a bigger crowd and with the virus flaring up and going back and and a lot of locations can't hold that many people with all the social, you know, distancing of all the tables and a room where we maybe could have held over 100 people right now. We can get in about 30 people.
Jeez.
So, yeah. Strange time.
Hey, between you and me, I'm not related to those venues, but as we look across America then, if you've got restaurants that are operating at 10%, 20%, there's going to be a huge number that just say, we can't do this, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think we've already lost somewhere between 15 and 20% of all the restaurants so far. Yeah, it's just really, really tough for them.
Yeah, it's a brutal.
Sad.
All right. Well, listen, Carl, I appreciate you being here, and obviously we'll chat again hopefully next week, same time, same station, all right?
And we ought to have a lot of interesting news about all these earnings coming out.
That's right. And by the way, I am predicting terrible, terrible things. Whatever the company is, nothing. They didn't earn a nickel last year, and then when they earn a nickel, it should go right through the roof. See, I'm just trying to
help. It'll be, you got it. You got it. Bottom line, Jeff Katz.
There you go.
Look.
Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial. I appreciate it, my friend. Carl is with us every Monday afternoon, and we just talk about some of the things going on in the market and some of the things going on in the world of business. And I know for a lot of us, we go, oh, I'm not in business. Yeah, you really are. Whatever you do, you're in business. You might be working for a bigger entity in a particular business, same way that everybody's in the stock market. Whether you own stocks directly or you got a 401k, you're in the market. I hate to break it to you. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.